You. How many of you have ever used any of these phrases? And you can just type yes or no in the question box there. Have you ever said, you always, or you never, or I just wish you would? Anyone? I know I'm guilty of it. I've used that not just with Tony, but also with the kids, which is a whole nother workshop. But I want to talk about using I feel. Because these statements, you always, you never, I just wish you would, we usually say them with kind of a tone in our voice that's typically not loving. And we may even go so far as to point a finger or get up in somebody's face. And statements like these make it all about what your spouse is doing, when really what you want to convey is the impact that their actions are having on you. And why do you want to convey that instead of making it all about them? Because your spouse can, they can argue all day long about what they've done, but your feelings are your own. They belong to you. No one can tell you what you feel. No one can tell you how to feel. That is yours. And I just want to see here, or I just want to share here, we've got a couple people that have said, yes, we've used those statements. Yes to all of those statements. Yeah, Tony and I have used them. They're not very effective. Not very effective. So it's time to stop building your walls. When you use words like always or never, you always, you never, you start building a messy wall just like this one you see here. It's not nice and neat. It's got broken pieces. The concrete's messy and irregular. Just the same thing that happens when we use those words with our spouses. We start building walls that are messy and irregular with jagged edges and sharp corners. Because when we use these words, when we make it all about our spouse and not about us and our feelings, our spouses immediately go on the defensiveness and they start thinking, as soon as they hear always or never, they're thinking about that one time that they didn't do that. And guess what? They're going to throw that in your face. Using these words saying you, you always, you never, I wish you would, it halts the communication. It adds one brick at a time to that wall. It leads to expressions of your communication that are awkward, off center. And these walls, guys, these are not foundational walls. These are walls that break your relationship down and crumble because they're not strong. In working on using I feel, in working on opening up and being vulnerable and choosing your battles and your time, you're building the communication skills that you need to take down those bricks, to remove the barriers to your conversations. So are you aware of how you're feeling right now? This is actually a fabulous chart to have on your refrigerator, in your bathroom, in the living room. Because many of us only use a couple of words. I'm happy, I'm sad, I'm frustrated, I'm angry. When really, there are a lot of different ways to describe how we're feeling in reaction to our spouse's action. See, as I said in the last slide, your feelings are your own. And you're the only one who knows how you feel. When you're able to say, I feel suspicious, I feel horrified, I'm surprised, I feel anxious because of, and then fill in the blank with the action, you're personalizing that situation. You're being very specific about how you feel, and you no longer have to hide behind these vague words. I think we've actually gotten to a point as a society where words like happy and frustrated and angry, we don't even know what they mean because they're bantered about so frequently. But if I look at Tony and say, I'm really disappointed. There's a whole different emotion that comes from hearing that word than, well, I'm angry.
One of the things when we look at use I feel, and especially when you're looking at these charts and trying to decipher your own emotions, all too often we're so sucked into electronics or other things that we never really get the time to just sit down and know where we're at. And that's a big thing. And that's something that you got to think about. If you're just running around all the time and you're just sort of go, 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 go mode, it's going to be really hard for you to decipher, are you hot? Are you shocked? Are you bored? Are you, you know, enraged right now? You know, and why? And so there are going to take times where you just got to slow down, call time out. I got to figure out where I'm at. You know, I got to understand why I'm surprised by that. Why I'm bored from you're just talking to me and you're droning on and I just can't focus on you. Get it. I've been there. I've called time out on Elisa before because she's just going on and I can't. I'm just zoning out. And so sometimes we got to just step back and find a place wherever it may be for you guys. I mean, for some of you, maybe, you know, practicing yoga. For others of you, it may be when you're working out, walking. For others of you, you may be listening to some really good classical music that just takes you to a point where you're just able to just be introspective. For others, it may be in the morning when you have your cup of coffee or your tea and you're reading the Bible. Those may be those times when you're really able to go, you know what, right now I'm just sad, and own it. Too often we're told to put on those masks of everything is okay, that we don't own it when we're sad. And I've learned one thing over the last 4+ years of doing our podcast. It's okay to cry. It's okay to let people know when you're angry. It's okay to let people know when you're hurt. You know what? We're human. We're real. And when we get to know who we are and we get to use those I feel words, we get to feel ourselves too. And that's pretty amazing.
One thing here too with being aware of how you're feeling and what's going on with you, your spouse does not have ESP. They cannot read your mind. They cannot read your feelings. On those off chances when they're in sync with what you want, that's a fluke. That is not ESP. You still have to make it a practice to tell your spouse what you're feeling. And, you know, it's a simple, there's a very simple formula. And it goes like this. I feel X, and you can choose one of these faces on here, when you Y. So X and Y. X is your feeling. Y is your spouse's action. So you could say, I feel embarrassed when you talk about my weight around friends. That's your feeling and a very specific action that happens at a specific time. I feel exhausted when you continuously ask me questions about what I'm doing when I'm making dinner. That was an actual conversation that one of my coaching clients had while we were on the phone during a call. It happened just a couple weeks ago too. A couple I was working with, they kept going back and forth about their household chores. You know, who was doing what and how the house was being kept and circular, circular, circular. And so I finally just said, tell me, I asked the husband, I go, tell me what you're feeling. And he, you know, he had his chart and he was able to say, I feel overwhelmed by all of the clutter around our house. I don't feel comfortable walking into the house and it makes me, you know, feel anxious and overwhelmed. And it was when he was able to be very specific about his feelings and how that related to the experience of all of these things in the house, that his wife actually understood, okay, he's not just harping on me to clean up my mess. This is actually creating a feeling in him that is uncomfortable, and that's why he's reacting. It was a very powerful session for the two of them.